for another webcast. This is BJ, your internet pastor, on this 16th of September. Yes, 2015. It is a Wednesday morning. I am up early in the studio and I have tremendous news for you. That's why I'm playing my old theme song. I'm just elated, out of my mind. I don't know what to do. So let me fade out the music so I can tell you why I'm so, so happy this morning. Wait a minute, let me let this music play out. I'm rejoicing. Now, let me share with you why I'm so, so happy. This morning, I was walking by one of my sons that got back in from New Orleans that had been out of the country for a while. You know Mario. And he told me a couple of days ago, he says, I got the job at the school. And he got up this morning and he says, I got to get up early before the sun came up on his way to the gym to work out, and then to catch the train right down to the new school where he's employed, working 5 days a week from 9 to 5. I mean, got the job within a week after getting back to LA. And I recall years ago when he would leave every morning, so discouraged. And I told him, I said, boy, you better get your butt back in school. Get that degree. Get that degree. I know it's going to be hard. It's going to try you. But you get that degree, boy, and you trust God. And wherever you go in this world, wherever you go, you take God with you. The idea, I didn't say to take some Messiah in his mind, some picture of a person. I said the God that created you, the one that knows your heart, that knows you want to work, that you want to be a contributor to this society in a decent way. That was the first blessing. The second blessing was the other son of mine, okay, T. He's up this morning, and he's up out of here, walking around wiping the sleep out of his eye. How you doing, old man? I said, I'm doing all right. And he's on his way to his job. Full time. I mean, working more than 8 hours a day, more like 12, man, 12, 14 hours a day, making overtime money to take care of his life. You understand what I'm saying? And it blesses my heart to do that because that's why they were under my tutelage. I take over where the parents left off with the young man. I had certain young men with me, spend a little time with me, didn't go anywhere. I just tell them, don't come around me, don't come to visit me, don't say anything to me. And it's not about them bringing anything back and putting it in my hand. You know, I have a lot of acquaintance of mine tell me, well, you know what you need to do now, PJ, is you need to make them pay up for all the electricity that they've used up, for all the loads of clothes that they wash, for the many times that they use your toilet facilities and all of that. Just hanging around until they get on their feet. Because, see, they don't live here permanently. Nobody lives in this house permanently but me. They're here at a station route. I want to talk with you Christian parents out there. You got children that are grown. They don't follow the way that you were raised. They're different. This is a different world that they live in. But I'm telling you something. If you use, listen to me, if you use the right kind, and there's only one kind, if you use the right kind of approach to these young people, grown adults, right? Because now it's not, you know, when I'm in the evening, watch, they're sitting down watching a movie, and within 10 minutes, some boys asleep. And you know why they sleep? Because they're working their tails off. See, they don't stay up watching TV all night, listening to music, and talking foolish. I've watched these two really boys, grow into men. And it is a marvelous sight. A marvelous sight to behold them. And they greet me when they get up. Hey, old man, how you doing? Now they understand when they see me in the office here working before they get up sometime. What are you up so early for? I said, you find out. You will find out what I'm up so early for. I'm competing with, because yesterday I got up, I didn't even feel like moving. I was in so much pain in my body. This morning, I'm up grading a test that I gave from last night. I got all my classes, all the scores done. Everything is up to par. I'm ready to teach 2 lectures today at the college. But what was beautiful was that the boys beat me up. You know how beautiful that is? I love it. So I'm having a beautiful day today, and I'm so grateful for what God has done in the life of the young men that he's brought my way. And I thank you for your prayers for them in their lives, and I hope that they stay on that path. And for those of you that know me and refuse to do what you're supposed to do, if you're still listening to my cast from out there, get it together. Get it together, because I am only looking to see our young African-American males take responsibility for their lives and understand that each person has to become a part of this so-called system that we are a part of here. And it's not going to happen unless we put forth a concerted effort. Ah, and I'm glad that I could see it. So, well, I've said enough. Just wanted to have about a 5-minute cast just to let you know why I'm so happy this morning. There will be a webcast coming up hopefully today when I get in from school. And it should be one likening to your spiritual growth and development. God bless you. And thank you for coming to my website today. Whatever you do, you know the drill. Stay in the Word.